This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The number of new deaths in China's central Hubei province from the coronavirus outbreak rose by 139 as of Friday. That's according to the province's Health Commission's website. That came as the World Health Organization expressed concern about the increasing number of health workers getting infected with the deadly virus known as COVID-19. We get more from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Data released by China finds more than 1,700 health workers have been infected with the disease and six have died. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus calls this a critical piece of information.
Because health workers are the glue that holds the health system and outbreak response together. But we need to know more about this figure, including the time period and circumstances in which the health workers became sick.
The WHO says a joint mission with China on COVID-19 is moving forward. It says 12 international and WHO experts will arrive in China in the next few days. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A senior administration official says the United States has reached an agreement with the Taliban on a reduction of violence. Reuters' Colette Luke has more.
The 7-day reduction of violence agreement would take effect very soon, the official said, and it would cover the entire country of Afghanistan, including Afghan forces. The U.S. military would also monitor violence levels to verify whether or not the Taliban was honoring its commitments.
That is Colette Luke of Reuters reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Federal